Waves of Glory Revival with Evangelist Adam Fulgen at the Haven of Hope Church of God, 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road, Fremont, North Carolina, May 1st through the 4th, 2022. Service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning, 6 p.m. Sunday night, and 7:30 p.m. Monday through Wednesday evenings. Come expecting a massive blessing of the Lord, and let the waves of His glory wash over you and your family.
Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute. And we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. Streaming Plus License, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless, from the Haven of Hope Church.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise His name. Praise His name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. You know, there's a term for what we're doing. It's called lingering in worship. If the Spirit of God is moving and the worship is moving, you linger there. You wait upon the Lord until He does what He wants to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be unto the living God. Lord, I magnify you. I praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands with me one time and let's worship the Lord together. Father, we praise and magnify you. We glorify you, O God, because you're great. We glorify you, dear Lord, because of your great love for us. And you meet our needs. You're the lover of our soul. You're our provider. You're our Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we praise and magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear God. Father, I praise you. Hallelujah. Your God. Use me today, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way today, dear Lord. Heal this. Glory to your name, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Breathe. Breathe his name. Can you do that with me right now? Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God created Adam out of the dust of the ground. And when he had molded him in his own likeness, in his own image. Oh, the Lord just keeps compounding this in my mind. He built Adam in his own image. He made him in his own likeness. And then he blew his own breath into Adam's nostrils. He blew his breath into Adam's nostrils. And his breath gave Adam life. Moses at one time had the gall, had the audacity to ask God directly, what is your name? And God gave him a name. He said, I am Yahweh. Over the centuries, over the millennia, we have added an A and an E to that name and called him Yahweh, the Lord God Jehovah. Hallelujah. But basically, oh, you've got to get a hold of this. I have preached on this before, but I'm taking it to a new level this morning. I'm taking it to a new place, and I'm hoping that you'll follow me there. Moses asked God his name, and he said, that's how the rabbis and the priests, that's how they pronounce the word that God gave Moses. Not Yahweh, but could it be that when God blew his breath into Adam's nostrils, what he was actually doing was breathing his name. And when the name of God and God's very breath went into, oh, I got shivers up and down my body. When the very name of God went into Adam's nostrils, Adam was filled with life, because in God's name there is life. Hallelujah. 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 When a baby, when a newborn baby first cries, the first thing it does is breathe. Could it be, can you just get on this train with me just a little while? Could it be that the newborn baby, the first thing he does is speak the name of God, because in the name of God there is life. Hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed that when you're stressed out, when things are going difficult, you sigh really deep? What are you doing? You're speaking God's name in intensity with that deep sigh, the breath that God put in our bodies. Oh, glory to God. And when we cry, glory to God. Oh, wait a minute now. The last thing that happens when we die is breath leaves our body. The first thing that happened when Adam came to life was God's name being spoken into Adam's body. And the last thing that happens when we die is, could it be that the very last thing we do before we pass this earth, sinner, believer, saint, and atheist, is we breathe, that God's name is the life that leaves our body. Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. And when our eyes first wake up in glory, The first breath that we take in glory is speaking the name of our living God, speaking the name of our living Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be unto the name of Jesus today. The word teaches us that there is power in the name.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the Father and the Father is in me. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mason, are you having difficulties in your life? Breathe the name. Anybody feel that? If you're facing turmoil in your home, breathe his name. Some of y'all doing it with me. Some of y'all are breathing his name. When there is so much tribulation coming against your mind, coming against your soul, coming against your heart, breathe his name. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. When your children are lost, breathe his name. When your doctor's bringing you bad news, breathe his name. When we're afraid, we tend to hold our breath until someone says, or something says to us, breathe. Breathe slowly. Something deep within ourselves says to us, breathe. Because something deep within us says to us, call out the name of God. The atheists wake up every morning breathing his name. The Christian, the saint, wakes up every morning breathing his name. Glory. Praise be in the living God. When you don't know what's going to happen next, when you look at the news and you watch the gas prices and the food prices skyrocket and you don't know what you're going to do, breathe his name. Can I tell you a secret? I'm watching gas prices skyrocket faster than any time in history. And in all those other times in history, it tormented me. It messed with my peace. But it's not right now. Brother Mac, you must be making a whole lot of money. Guess what? No. As a matter of fact, the past couple of months has been extremely tight. And I have every opportunity and I have every reason to be stressed out. But you know what? I'm not. Glory, because life springs from his name. I know who it is in whom I trust, and I breathe his name every time I take a breath. I will praise the Lord continually. His name, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to get a hold of this. Somebody's facing issues. Somebody's facing trouble. Somebody's facing tribulation. Somebody's facing things that are bringing you down and bearing down on your heart and your mind, your soul. You just need to take a minute and breathe his name. Somebody breathe his name. I'm going to say this to you today. The Spirit of the living God is moving rampantly through this building. If you came in today with turmoil, with trial, with tribulation, with all manner of things coming against your peace and coming against your heart, bring your soul, bring those turmoils, bring those trials down to this altar today. Bring them here, right now. Bring them. Hallelujah. Come. Breathe his name. Hallelujah. Breathe his name. Two are already here. There's others on the way. Others should be. Others are feeling it. Praise be to the living God. Sing it, Mason. Your name, dear Lord. Thank you for your divine presence. Thank you, dear God, for your spirit. Thank you for your anointing today, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the work you're doing in our lives and in ours. Thank you for pouring out the waves of glory over this church and over these services, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, we magnify and praise you, O God. Glory, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be unto the living God. I know the message was short today. It was a whole lot shorter than what I had prepared. All right, we got one more thing to do, saints. Hallelujah. This is the sinner's prayer that we pray every service. We do it every hour because somewhere, somebody is going to have a need to accept the Lord as their Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless. Now, I want you to do this with me. I want you to repeat after me. Each step is with a finger. Start with your thumb. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much for your presence today, for your spirit, for your moving upon this house. We thank you, dear God, for the breath in our bodies. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear Lord, that you have put that breath.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus. Waves of Glory Revival with Evangelist Adam Fulgen at the Haven of Hope Church of God, 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road, Fremont, North Carolina, May 1st through the 4th, 2022. Service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning, 6 p.m. Sunday night, and 7:30 p.m. Monday through Wednesday evenings. Come expecting a massive blessing of the Lord, and let the waves of His glory wash over you and your family. Only by the Spirit.